Well, good afternoon as we broadcast live from DJ's in Monticello with It's All About the Green. Again, it's Tuesday, and every Tuesday afternoon from 3:30 to 4, we're here at DJ's talking about all the special deals, and then we have a chance to also talk with owner Don Savitsky about the different things that are going on as well. Jay Nargard usually here, but as we heard last week, he put his house on the market on Lake Minnetonka, so he's doing an opening today. Hopefully he has a buyer, so we'll have an update maybe next week on that. See if he can sell that other home of his. So, again, we want to welcome you to DJ's here as we broadcast live from the Monticello store location. Again, we're right off Highway 25, just past the I-94 bridge and in between where the river bridge is. So right here along Highway 25. Again, DJ's has a nice location here. You can come on in, take a look at their showroom, all kinds of things to see and talk about. I think what we're going to start with first this time is we're going to start talking fireplaces. Usually Holly talks with us, but she's with a customer, so we'll kind of handle this as far as the fireplaces go. This is the time when they have the state fair, and even though the state fair didn't go on, the manufacturers, as I understand, will still have state fair specials as they bring in new fireplaces to showcase. So again, it's a great time to check out a great fireplace deal here at DJ's. And Don, we're talking fireplaces with that state fair special kind of coming right around the corner, or is it here?
I believe it's been signed, sealed, and delivered, I believe, but I know nothing.
We got to talk to Holly about that. I was going to talk to Holly, but she's busy over there.
Yeah, so. No, it's Don Clares is more in charge of that. He deals with that, so... but anyhow, there are deals going to be happening. We get to pick 4 weeks for State Fair, the factory deal. So we ain't picked the four yet. That part I do know.
Okay, so that's coming up.
All the numbers ain't put out, but we will be having a State Fair sale, which will be starting probably within a week.
A lot of people wait for this, too, because they got some great buys on fireplaces, and it's a perfect time to get that fireplace in before winter hits.
Yeah, I know they got a new big one, and I know that one's $400 off. That's all I've heard so far. And it's brand new. All the new stuff usually comes out at State Fair time. All the stuff they've been working out through the year, and they showed at the fireplace show last fall. Not fall, but last spring, are all coming about right now.
Isn't that amazing how fast that goes? It's can't believe it's going to be September here in a couple of weeks, Don.
Everything's a blink of an eye. Everything.
Yeah. You know, we should talk about the brands that you have for fireplaces, because that's one thing people need to look at, you know, when they're getting that fireplace. You want to make sure you got a quality fireplace.
Well, we carry the Cozy Heat line, which is Minnesota made. It's as good as it gets. And then we have the Empire, which is made over a state away. And that's pretty much as good as they get. And they all have different styles and different looks. And then we have the Majestic line, too. So we got three big hitters, three big lines. And so you can see a lot. And if you go online and you can even see more, just kind of shop those three lines and come on in, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Now, we usually wait until the end of the show to put that out there, but let's talk about that. We got the big online store. DJscompanies.com is where they want to head to.
We made it simple, DJscompanies.com. So a lot of shopping can be done right there with this COVID-19. You can do a lot of homework right on the internet.
I understand a lot of that stuff can be drop shipped. They don't even have to come into the store to pick it up.
That's exactly right. That's a beautiful thing.
Yep. So no matter where in the country people are, maybe they've got some friends or relatives in a different state. That doesn't mean that they can't take advantage of the buys on DJ's.
Yes. Do some homework on the internet and come see us or call us. Take your pick.
Well, you know what's more fun, though, Don, is to come and actually take a look at your showroom. Because, again, you don't have boxes of fireplaces sitting here. You have working fireplaces that people can come and take a look at.
I have many on the floor that burns with stones around it, so you can get a flavor of what it can look like in your house. You can see the fire. Sold a stove last night. Guy's getting rid of his wood. He's going to gas. So it all makes sense. And once the snow and the frozen weather's out there, it's a lot harder to do. So ideally, even for a garage heater, everything that has to go through the roof or through the side, it's best to do it before the sub-zero weather comes.
And say they have an existing fireplace that maybe isn't so efficient. They can do an insert in that.
They can do an insert. Turn your wood fireplace into a furnace-burning fireplace with a push of a button on a remote temperature control.
And DJs can show you how easy that is. Again, come into the showroom here. That's the best thing, to come in, actually take a look at these fireplaces that you have on display.
Perfect idea. Good. You said it perfect, Joe. Come on in. Check it out. And you know what? Seeing is believing. I think I've heard that somewhere before. And all roads lead to DJs. I've heard that somewhere before, too.
And all the special deals, especially now that the state fair deals are out and about, so you want to come in and talk to DJ about that as well.
Yeah, make sure you mention state fair. We'll have it out in a week, but I'm sure that if you came in and looked, they'll get back to you on what the factory's doing.
All right, so looking for a great deal on a fireplace, come on into DJ's. Again, we're at the Monticello store location today, broadcasting off of Highway 25 here, or Pine Street. Just a little bit north of the I-94 exit is where the store is located. And again, fireplaces are just part of the program that you have out here, Don.
Yep, it's part of the program, fireplaces. And then we can go to wood fireplaces. We can go to hot tubs. We can go to barbecues. They're all part of the program.
But, you know, when we're talking about hot tubs, we're not just talking regular hot tubs. You've got a special brand of hot tub.
Yeah, we certainly do. Lifetime shell warranty. No one else gives that, I believe. I haven't checked everybody, but I know it's unique. The factory backs the shell for a lifetime, and that's the most important part of the tub. So you get a lifetime with a Nordic brand.
Yeah, the Nordic brand hot tub. And again, you can take a look online. I'll tell you, a lot of people are liking that Nordic brand.
Yes, I mean, there's been a little trouble getting things because of the virus. Nordics are made in Michigan. So we have some coming in that aren't spoken for. But right now, if you were to order a hot tub, it's next spring to get the exact thing you think you want. So you got to either take what we got coming, and won't be long, and those will be all spoken for.
So again, come on in, talk to DJs about a Nordic hot tub. There's a couple of them on the show floor here that people can really take a look at and get an idea of the quality and how it's well built.
Yes, an excellent brand, 5-star rated, and that's just how great it is. I mean, that is great. And then going back to what I call camp chefs, right? Well, I'm going to roll you right into a camp chef. The camp chef could sit right next to your Nordic hot tub so you can smell the food while you're soaking. What do you think of that idea?
Oh, I'll tell you. I was talking to Don Clears last week about the camp chef, and you know what he does. He cooks up a lot of stuff on his, and he's talking about, you know, the nice addition of that sear box that you can get with that camp chef.
Yeah, we're actually, I think we're getting together a DJ's camp chef cooking guide, okay? And I'm getting some from my customers, what they're doing and what they love and how to do it on a camp chef. Because if you buy a Wi-Fi camp chef, you can be at the beach, turn it up or down or whatever you want. You want to do a brisket, you know exactly what temperature to cook it at, and then when to wrap it, and then when the final cooking's done. So everything comes off perfect. Once you like your roast, your pork roast, to come out at the right temperature, how much more juicy and how much more flavor and how much more fun it is to eat, if I'm not too late.
So that's kind of like the Jetson thing. You know, we go back to our childhood, Don, when the Jetsons were on and they're pushing buttons and making food and everything. Oh, that's not going to happen. But today, I mean, with a camp chef, you can do it from anywhere with your telephone.
You know, it's interesting how everything is turning more futuristic and making it easier and come up with a more quality end. And what's the idea? When you're cooking, you want your food to be as high quality as possible. And I believe that Camp Chef delivers a 5-star deal on that one.
And you've been selling, you know, grills for a long time. And, you know, going back into the early days, way before pellets, I mean, you know, the gas, the big gas grills were the way to go. But, boy, that's kind of a thing of the past.
Yeah, I bought some truckload deals in the past and had great success selling barbecues. And but one thing barbecues do is not many of them last forever. The idea with all grills now is that as they get to be better and they're more like your best buddy, maybe you need to put the cover on it, stuff like that, especially if it has Wi-Fi and if it's going to sit out in the weather. Make these things last a long time. But it's worth it because the cooking you get off of it and the flavors from the different woods that you're going to use makes it more interesting every time you cook.
We should mention, too, if people are looking for pellets, you've got pellets here.
Well, I do. I just ordered another big batch, and we just have a few before the next order comes in, but I ordered another batch with competition blend. I got maple coming in. I got cherry coming in, and the competition brand.
Yeah, competition blend. I mean, that's what I'm using now at the house. It seems like that's a nice pellet.
Yes, no, and these are made in Wisconsin. So, and we have a great price. They're under $10 a bag. So come on in, check it out. And it looks like it's $8.99 each, which is really a good deal.
That is.
And I've shopped, and this is a great grade of pellet. So for $8.99.
All right, so come on in to DJ's. If you've got a pellet grill, you can load up on pellets, and again, when you're in here, make sure you take a look at these cam chefs that are here.
Yep, and we got some 36-inch Wi-Fis available. The 24 inches are, believe, going to be shipped any day, and then we'll be ready for fall with the complete sizes that everybody wants. We have a camping one, too, that's actually perfect for a couple, and if you wanted to take it and go somewhere, it folds down and wheels away, so... if you do some tailgating, there ain't a lot of tailgating today because there ain't a lot of sports happening. But this pellet grill from Can Chef can do all of those things.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You take a look at it. It's on a little dolly. So that's all you have to do is pull it behind you.
Yeah, it collapses into a little dolly, so you ain't carrying it. You're rolling it, right? And then when you're done, it all pops up doing a full-size standing grill. Either I can use it like it is, or I can pop it into a standing position.
So again, and the things you can cook on these things, like you said, you're going to come out and feature more of that stuff as far as the different types of food that people can prepare.
And we get our cookbook going. Maybe we'll even get pictures in there eventually. But first, we're coming up with the recipes and things that people in the northern land, not in the southern land, like to cook, and easy to get recipes and meats that fit that recipe.
That makes it fun, you know, when you can get out there and use your grill and be creative.
And we'll have simple directions so it's easy. Don't make it overcomplicated, right?
Make it easy. Again, talking to Don Savitsky, it's all about the green. We do this every Tuesday from 3:30 to 4. No Jay today. As I was telling the folks earlier, he's trying to close the house today. He's got people looking at that house there in Minnetonka.
Yeah, I did a couple jobs this week down on Lake Minnetonka, and I tell you, you can get lost down there. Thank God for GPS.
Yeah, it's amazing how those roads curve around in this bay and that bay and good-sized lake again.
I wonder if Jay's listening. Good luck, Jay. Sell that house.
That's what I was telling him when I gave him a call to just check and see if he was coming today.
He has a Nordic tub at that house.
He does. He's got a lot of good selling points at that house, including that Nordic
solar
tub.
On the roof, of saving energy, all the little things that make a house more interesting and more cheaper to operate. And he did it on Lake Minnetonka. You don't see that very often.
And we should talk to the folks. You know, maybe they've got an older furnace air conditioning system. Really, this might be the time to take a look and upgrade because of the efficiency that you can find.
Yeah, no, it's upgrade is what everybody seems to be doing. I went to one this morning, 20-some years old, It's all working fine, but he wants to upgrade. And he also wants to zone it. It's a two-story, very uncomfortable upstairs sleeping. So we put zone motors in, so when the furnace runs, it sends the air to the right part of the house and shuts the other ones down until they're ready for more air conditioning or heating.
Now, you don't find that in most places, do you, where they zone?
Well, it's getting a little bit more popular, but I can't imagine building a two-story without zoning the heat. Think about it. A comfort. You just bought a $500,000 home or more, and you got it upstairs that you get what you get because the thermostat's down on the main floor. To me, that makes no sense. If that house ain't comfortable, why'd you buy it? Make sense?
Yeah, and big difference between floor number one and floor number two, especially in the summer.
It should be standard when you got different floors. If you got one level of housing, maybe that works just fine, but you got three levels. And you know all the heat goes up. That's where the roof load is, too, on the very top. So that's where the heat is penetrating the inside of your house. So ideally, it should be zoned.
So, you know, maybe for folks that have that two-story or even three-story, that maybe they're having some issues. Say, hey, you know what? Maybe we should think about zoning this thing.
Well, most people out there, they're having issues because I talk to them all and just, why didn't the builder do it? We have to get educated enough to tell them I ain't buying it without it. And then all of a sudden, because the cheapest time to do it is during new construction.
But it can be done. I mean, if it's not towable, maybe that's something they can work on, or is it really during that new construction phase?
Well, the new construction is the best. It's planned, but can it be done afterwards? If we can get to Mars, it can be done afterwards.
And did you get to Mars?
Not yet.
I wasn't sure if you got to Mars. I know they got another trip going to Mars, so.
No, I think, was it the Japanese or the Chinese just sent something off to Mars? Can you imagine?
Well, we just did that, too. It's going to take quite a while for it to get to Mars, but.
Just think about it. They thought out how to get to places that are so far away, you can't see it with the naked eye, basically.
And as I understand it, we are the only country yet that has been able to land something on Mars. The others have been able to orbit Mars, but not actually land something on Mars. So we're ahead a little bit there.
Hopefully, it doesn't matter, but the first one who puts a flag in the ground, I guess, owns it, huh? At least that's how everybody's thinking. They own at least where that flag is.
Oh, I don't know. We got the flag up on the moon. I'm not sure if it does us any good if having the moon where the flag is.
It's funny. We've never seen that flag through a telescope. You would think if it's there, it should exactly be the same as it was.
Well, we're going to put out that request now to NASA.
Yeah, I would like to see that flag come through on we can see somebody right outside of Russia's on the ground and pick out who it is. We should be able to pick out a flag that's sitting on the moon.
Well, see, every week you like to make a special challenge. And this week we're going to send that off to NASA and see if NASA can help Don see the flag so that we can claim that property on Moon.
Well, the biggest thing is we'll get rid of the non-believers, the people who don't believe we ever went to the Moon.
And you're not one of those, right?
I'm not saying one way or the other.
You're playing it safe.
That's right. I want to be with the non-believers and the believers.
So you're kind of on that. So, whatever ground.
But it would be cool. They left all that stuff behind. You should be able to spot that stuff, I would think.
Well, maybe they'll get back to the moon.
Yeah, and then it's gone. What happened to it? Huh? What happened to it? Somebody took it. Must have been the Martians or something. So anyhow, back to DJ business and off the moon and off Mars, right? So there's a candy bar called Mars. We're back to food, right? Huh?
Okay, one more candy bar story, right? Do you got a story about the Mars candy bar?
No, I'm just thinking food again. I got hungry when we started talking and we mentioned Mars. There's a Mars candy bar, so that made me hungry. So anyhow, camp chefs are here. Fireplace deals are starting, state fair deals, garage heaters, all those things, furnaces and airs, upgrades for the winter. Last thing you want is have a 20-year-old furnace. Think about this. A 20-year-old furnace and have one of the major components go out on the coldest day, and all of a sudden you're spending a lot of money when that money should have went towards a new furnace. So we do have financing if you're interested. And you don't want to get in those positions where you picked up a third of the cost of the new furnace by not preparing, because they're going to die. Nobody leaves this earth alive. No furnaces leave here alive. And it's life expectancy is around 20 years. So there is a spot, and I see it every year, where they start eating into your wallet. And now you got to make these tough decisions. Do I buy one now, or do I pay the money and I think about buying it later? Make the decision and the right decision and buy it now.
Good advice. Again, Don Savitsky with DJs, and we're talking. It's all about the green. One thing we haven't mentioned, we talked about the Nordic hot tubs, but another popular thing when it comes to DJs is all of these pool chemicals that you have by BioGuard.
Yes.
So this is something they can bring their water in. The tester is right there, right? So they bring their water in, get it tested, and there's nothing more frustrating than having a pool, having the water, and not being able to get it right as far as water.
Yeah, it is very frustrating. I see people's looks all the time, and we do help. We have a computer that will test your existing water in your pool, bring some in, and it's more accurate than a human being could ever be. And it gives you a printout what to do. And ideally, you don't want to put more chemical in than you have to, because then you're wasting money. So you got to have something that can test it when it comes in and give you a spot-on test.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of people have that misnomer that if they go out to the big box and they get that cheap chemical, they're going to save themselves some money. But a lot of times, it's the only thing they do is buy themselves problems.
Well, you got to buy twice as much to get the same potency. There's a reason things are less money, and more fillers, more whatever. But BioGuard has been known to be number one chemical company, and you get the good stuff from DJs with BioGuard.
All right. Again, if it comes to a new pellet grill, if it comes to a fireplace or a wood burner, a furnace system, air conditioning system, Nordic hot tub. I mean, you are the man of all here.
Yeah, it seems like it. Our phone never seems to quit ringing, but I'm going to talk a little bit about pool closing. Pool closing is probably maybe a month away for some people, 2 months away. Probably the longer you can go without closing the pool and close it right at the end is probably the best way to do it. But then again, that means you're spending some more money, but you definitely want to cover it. You definitely want to winterize your pool and get it all done. So we actually specialize in a winter closing even. So when you're ready to close your pool, and the reason you close your pool correctly is because come spring, it could be a big mess if you don't. It costs you way more in the spring than to do a little pre-winter closing stuff.
So probably a good time for maintenance, too, to make sure you check those things before winter hits.
Oh, yeah. Maintenance. And there again, we want this hot weather to be passed, because the water has a tendency to not like hot water. Cold water, not so bad. Hot water, it's going to buck you.
All right. So if you got a pool, you want to talk to DJs again, you can stop into the store location here in Monticello, which is right off Highway 25 or Pine Street, just north of the I-94 bridge there. Otherwise, check them out online, djscompanies.com, and you can find out more about all of the different things that they offer at DJs.
So let's spend the rest of the show, just because winter is coming and people need to do some planning, we should talk Blaze King. Blaze King Wood. They make different. They make a Queen Blaze King. They make the King. That's the King. That's the Big Daddy. And that Big Daddy can burn up to 40 hours with one load. Think about that. 40 hours, one load. Now, that's impressive. And then you can go to the Queen. That can give you pretty much 30 hours. And then you go down to the next one, and that gives you pretty close to 20 hours. the nice thing about the Blaze King, because they're so efficient, the EPA will let them turn their stoves down to a crawl. So let's say you start heating your house maybe October on a cool night, you want to throw a little wood in there, you can run the stove at a crawl, meaning it will hold the heat, not let it all go up the chimney and run a long time, and I don't have to open my windows because I cook myself out.
Can you imagine all the savings that go out the window when they, you know, when they don't use wood? I mean, if you've got lots of wood, what better way is there to heat your home?
Well, yeah, if you've got, you got acres of woods and it only takes a certain amount of time to have the wood stove pay for itself. But the number one complaint I get, people don't want to babysit it and load it every 2 or 3 hours, right? You don't have to do that with a Blaze King. You can load it up, set the temperature thermostat, and let it burn at its own pace and not overcook yourself.
And if you want to take a look at one, you can kind of come in right in here to DJ's, and they can show you the Blaze King wood burners that they've got here. And they've got quite a selection of wood burners, right?
Yes, they do. They even have inserts that go inside your existing fireplace to turn that into a 30-hour burn time. Can you imagine your fireplace, which always was 1 or 2 hours max, and it was all gone? Now you can put an item in there and maybe get 30 hours, 20 to 30 hours of burn time out of it. Pretty cool.
And this is the time to get that in there before winter comes. Get the get the benefit of the whole winter season, and it's a little bit easier to get stuff done here in the late summer, fall.
And just to give you an idea, fall is the busiest time for all of us, the fireplace industry, the furnace, the air conditioner, and so we will get booked out. So ideally, if you want to get it done before Thanksgiving and all those fancy days that come when we have people over, you need to start planning now. You can't come in and just think, we got 1,000 crews that are ready to do all this.
And again, you want to stop into the store location right here in Monticello. Again, it's right on Pine Street or Highway 25. Or give them a call. Phone number you can call, 763-497-2661. Again, that 763-497-2661 is the number to call. And we should mention, while you still have the Albertville location as far as the city desk, the parts. So you still have that. So if people are looking for parts, they can get those there.
Yes, Albertville is still open, and the parts are there. It's not moved up here yet. It might be a bit. So you got to work between our two locations to get all the benefits of DJs.
All right. And if you're not sure on the Albertville location, easy to find. Right off I-94 and County Road 19, just on the south side of 94. And you'll see the Ace Hardware there as well, and DJ's is connected to that.
You notice they have the state fair in town here. There's cheese curds, there's mini donuts, everything in some of these locations. So in a way, coming to DJ's, you might run into some state fair things.
So that's my question. You know, I usually bring the donuts and the coffee, right?
Yeah.
So,
hey,
he says, you know, when are you going to bring the cheese curds and in the foot-long hot dogs?
Next time they're in my parking lot.
During your parking lot.
Well, you want to eat those cheese curds when they're hot.
Again, yeah, they're right up the street here, and they got quite a few different locations.
So in a way, State Fair's in Monticello, so enjoy the town of Monticello.
I suppose you've been over to the State Fair to take in the dinosaur park, huh? You can drive through the dinosaurs over there?
No, I have not done that.
You don't have any of the grandkids young enough to want to go see the dinosaurs anymore, right?
Yeah, well, it could be. It could be a few there that would go.
Another idea that Grandpa can do this weekend. He can take him down to the State Fair and see the dinosaur park down there.
One last thought. Now, the wood doesn't need to have electricity, so if the power goes out, you got heat. The gas units, most of the ones we sell, don't need, if the power goes out, you still have heat. The world's gotten crazy. You can just see that now. The world has gotten crazy, so prepare your home.
All right, good advice. Again, talking to Don Savitsky with DJs. It's all about the green. We do this every Tuesday afternoon, and we want to thank you so much for tuning in today to It's All About the Green.